Thank you very much. Welcome to everyone. And again, we thank you for joining this webinar. We are welcoming all to present this update of the ICANN Consistency Travel Program. My name is David Olive. I'm Senior Vice President for Policy Development Support at ICANN, and we are partnering with our Consistency Travel staff to present this webinar, an update for you today. As you may know, we've been working hard to improve the community travel experience, conducting surveys, and making efforts to improve ICANN's tool and processes over the past 18 months. We recently had some very exciting news to share about the ICANN Consistency Travel Program. The transition to a new travel provider with expanded resources to help improve the entire planning and booking process for designated supported travelers. The purpose of today's webinar is to update you about this travel support change, giving you information about how it is intended to improve your experience and how you can effectively prepare for your future interactions with FCM, the new travel provider. I hope you'll find the information useful and help to spread the news to members of your community about this new program and new provider. With that, I will turn it over to Tristana Webster, who will talk about today's agenda and provide additional information for the rest of the webinar. Again, thank you for joining us. Tristana, the floor is yours.
Great. Thank you, David. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for the ICANN Constituency Travel Program Update. This call is now being recorded, and all of the interpreted lines are being recorded as well. This recording will be available after the session when we post the materials to the Community Wiki Travel section. Please note that we have muted all the phone lines. We ask that you please email us your questions to the Constituency Travel email address or send questions via the Adobe Connect chat, and we will consolidate all the questions and prepare a frequently asked questions document that we will post on the Community Wiki for you to reference post the meeting. Therefore, for today's webinar, all questions will be answered offline post the meeting. So our agenda today is to review with you our meeting objectives, provide the update on our new travel provider, give an overview of FCM Travel, provide the ICANN FCM Travel Program details, your FCM regional team details, your travel program, provide an online demo of the travel portal, and discuss next steps and questions. So just so that you are aware, again, our objectives for this meeting are, again, to provide an overview of the new travel provider transition, to introduce FCM Travel Solutions, ICANN's new travel provider, to you, to provide the ICANN FCM travel program details, review your FCM regional office details, review your travel program, review the online demo of the new travel portal, and review next steps, questions, and frequently asked questions. So with that, I will hand over the presentation to the ICANN Travel Manager, Joseph De Jesus.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you wherever you are in the world today. My name is Joseph De Jesus, and I'm the Travel Manager at ICANN, and thank you so much for attending this call. As our travel program continually matures, we needed a way to partner with a travel management company that could keep up with the demand of our travel needs. So that propelled us to search for a new travel vendor that could provide new solutions and a different approach in order for us to grow and improve our travel program to support you, our constituent travelers. So we went through an extensive RFP process with a main goal of making our travel program more global and more efficient. We had three major archetypes for our search to find the best travel management company that would be a good fit for us, which would be summed up in service, cost, and flexibility. So We looked for a travel management company that was very service-oriented, a travel company that understood our process and views on how our constituent travelers should be treated. Secondly, we looked for a travel management company that was cost-conscious, a company that understood how to find a balance between the travel policy versus personal preferences. And third, we looked for a travel management company that could handle multiple delivery platforms and could handle our growth, such as different time zones and support of different languages. So we selected FCM because we believed that they are the right candidates that could help us deliver a travel program that was global while still providing personalized service. Additionally, they have a full range of services that will help us maintain and grow our travel program. So without further ado, I'll pass it on to Scott Reddy with FCM.
Thank you, Joseph. Hello, everyone. My name is Scott Reddy. I am ICANN's account manager here at FCM Travel Solutions. We're very excited to be working with you all, and I'm here to give an introduction of FCM Travel Solutions as well as the travel program we've designed for ICANN constituency travel. So just to start, I just wanted to give a little background of FCM Travel Solutions. So we are a large company. We have $6 billion of travel turnover. We have 500-plus offices around the world with over 6,500 staff. We're actually located in 92 countries now and growing. Now, FCM Travel Solutions is part of a bigger travel network, the FCTG family, or the Flight Centre Travel Group family. So we're a very large travel wholesaler and retailer in the leisure and corporate space. The row of logos along the top line are all of our corporate brands, and FCM Travel Solutions is the perfect fit for ICANN's travel needs. The next slide is just a little bit of an indication of our other clients around the world. I'm sure you'll notice some of these brands and their household names, from Kellogg's to Fujitsu to Robert Bosch and IKEA. We look after many global companies and companies that have a similar travel footprint to ICANN, and we offer these companies travel solutions around the world. Now, this slide we are very proud of. FCM Travel Solutions has actually won the world's leading travel management company from 2011 all the way through to 2015. And we look forward to providing a service to you that matches these awards that we've won over the past 5 years. Where are we located? I mentioned before that we're in 92 countries at the moment, and that is correct. You'll see from this map all of the offices that we have around the world, and we actually have a presence around the world globally that helps ICANN's travel program, and we'll get to that in just a moment. This map of the world breaks down the different offices, the booking regions that we're covering in the travel program we have designed for ICANN. Now, the main point of this slide is just to show you that we are operating in many different countries, in many different languages, in many different time zones and cultures. And we've set up the travel program accordingly to provide a better level and higher level of service to ICANN constituent travelers. Now, to give you an overview of the travel program. We set out with these objectives in mind. So to start with, the service delivery model. FCM Travel Solutions has a very hands-on approach to managing travel. We are very customer service focused, hence the awards we've won over the last few years. We focus very much on ensuring traveler health, safety, and well-being. And we very much believe in providing a service that is aligned to our clients' footprint around the world. So we've dedicated servicing offices in each region. The second, technology and reporting. We have a very sophisticated technology platform that allows us to monitor the travel spend around the world, also help monitor traveling, and basically it doesn't matter where you book, all of the details and data come through to our centralized technology and reporting platforms. So it helps give a visibility of the travel program around the world. No matter what office it's booked, we can still use the same technology reporting platform centrally. And finally, value proposition. We are a very big procurer of travel, and with that we were able to provide significant air savings, and we have a very sophisticated way to procure airfares around the world. So we'll always be able to come back and offer you the best fares available. And finally, just to drive compliance to the travel policy and guidelines, we're here to work with ICANN to help them achieve their travel objectives.
Excuse me. So,
okay, Joseph.
So this matrix of what's new has a really good job of what's new and what FCM can provide to you. So now we have 6 point of sales, which means there should be an FCM near you that could help you with your travel booking. Before, we only had one. Travelers now have access to centralized portals. FCM has portals per point of sale where you can build your profile and submit your travel request. Once you've created a profile on the portal, you can contact an FCM agent either by phone, email, or using the portal to request your travel. And most importantly, with FCM, you know that you're going to get the best fare and more options for your flight. Next slide.
Thank you, Joseph. Now, we'll just do a quick run through of the regional team details and the office hours. So first off, our operations in Ireland. Our operations in Ireland will service the Western Europe market, and the hours of operation are Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And this office is multilingual, so we have English, Italian, Polish, German, and Egyptian, and finally Arabic, if requested. So we have a lot of languages that we're able to service ICANN constituency travels from our Ireland office. Next, we have our Dubai office. Now, the hours of operation are a little bit different, but this is standard business practice in Dubai, and the hours of operation are from Sunday to Thursday from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. local time. And the languages spoken are English and Arabic. Next, we have our Mexico operation, located in Mexico City. The hours of operation are Monday to Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. local time, and we have English and Spanish spoken from that office. Next, we have our operation in Singapore. Hours of operation, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time, and there is English spoken in our Singapore office. And Istanbul, open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time, and we have both Turkish and English available for ICANN constituency travelers. Finally, the USA, Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and just speak English in the USA office. Okay, let's have a little rundown of your travel program. Now, what we've worked with ICANN on is the travel policy and guidelines for constituency travel, and it is very straightforward policy where all airfares are supposed to be booked in coach or economy class, and hotel bookings can be arranged through ICANN meetings and are booked directly through ICANN constituency travel. For further details, there is a link below, and everyone will have access to this presentation for more information on that link. The travel booking process. So once you're a confirmed and supported traveler, then the following process will flow. So you will receive a welcome email from the constituency travel which allows you to start booking your ICANN travel. You log into the FCM travel portal and you'll create your profile. That's a very important step because we need to get important travel information so we're able to provide the best service possible. From then you'll submit your travel request and copy constituency travel. Then you'll engage with your dedicated FCM local office to finalize your travel itinerary and trip options. From there, we have internal systems that does a quality control check and make sure all the booking accuracy is up to speed and aligned with the lowest logical fares available at the time. Then final itinerary and invoice are emailed to the traveler and constituency travel. And finally, once you've left and you're on the road, you have 24/7 assistance available for all changes and amendments. Please just take note that you will be responsible for all change and or cancellation fees once the original ticket has been purchased. In relation to travel visas, if you do require a visa, FCM will provide a travel itinerary for visa purposes, and ICANN Constituency Travel will provide the hotel confirmation for visa purposes. FCM will not actually process your visa. FCM agents will not issue your ticket until you are in receipt of your visa if required, and that's part of the booking process. So please ensure to include any valid visa and passport information on the FCM travel portal, which we'll run through in just a second. And for more information on visas and visa process, you can click on the link below for more information. Travel documentation. So this is what it will look like when you make a booking with us. You'll have the trip or itinerary information delivered via email. And this is a sample itinerary. So you'll actually get all of the travel details in the body of the email. You'll also get a PDF invoice attached. Now, this is a sample itinerary. There may be slight variations from market to market, but in general, all of the content will be similar, and you'll receive that once the ticket has been confirmed. Now, that takes us to how we purchase airfares on your behalf. So there's many ways to purchase an airfare, and this is the strategy that we use to make sure we have access to the best fares available. From the far left, you have the standard IATA fare, which is just a standard fare that any travel agent can book on the GDS platform, which is the global distribution system. From there, we have client-negotiated airfares, and ICANN has some contracts negotiated with some airlines that we have access to in our booking systems as well. Then we have the FCM negotiated fares, which are subject to availability, but with international fares especially, are able to offer some significant discounts. We also look at internet or web-based fares. We also look at creative ticketing, meaning we might be able to mix up a code share airline and look for a much cheaper price. Then we have our Flight Centre negotiated fares. As I mentioned before, we're part of a much bigger travel company, and we're able to leverage off their spend as well, which is great. And then we have the FCM Global Network fares. What that means is because we're operating in so many different countries, we actually have access to some of their inventory as well. So sometimes we're able to buy fares from another country for you in this country, in the country that you're located in, which may offer a much more cheaper price for you. The next point is just a little bit of education about the systems that we use. I did mention the term GDS before, which is the Global Distribution System. Now, each region or country has its own system or a different system for all of the points of sale. So the main point of this slide is just to make you realize if you, for example, book your ticket in the USA, and you can see by the slide that Sabre is the system that we use in the USA, it means the booking has to stay in that same system for its entirety, which just means you can't make a booking in the USA and then travel across to Singapore where they may use Galileo and try and change the booking in that different point of sale using a different system. So there's many different systems around the world. Just as there are many different stock exchanges, or I use the Powell board example there to show that there's a lot of different ways that the infrastructure for many industries works around the world. But the point to take away from this one is that if you start a booking with a particular office, please just make any changes with that same office. And each office is available 24/7. So you'll always be able to reach someone at that original point of sale. Duty of care. Now, this is a very important one, and it's more or less to make sure that we're able to take care of any ICANN travelers if the unlikely event of something major happens while you're on the road. So it's really important that you book all of your flights through FCM, because that is the system that supports our flight monitoring program. And so we're able to see if there's a danger in a particular country, and we have our flight monitoring system going, then we're able to steer you away from trouble. Or if you're in a country with high risk, help get you out of there as quick as possible. But we really do need the flight information, which means you have to book it through FCM for us to be able to assist. Okay, now what we're going to do is a little online demonstration. So, Tristana, I believe you will share your screen.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Can I just get confirmation that you can see the FCM Travel Solutions homepage?
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, I'm just going to do a brief demonstration of the FCM Travel Portal. Now, everyone will have access to this system once they have their trip approved, and this system is a profile management tool. So what that means is it will house your travel information that will be used by the travel agent to book your travel in a line and in accordance with your travel preferences and visa requirements and such. So to start with, this is the homepage. Some quick notes on the homepage. If you want to find out what your local booking office is, you can click down here and it will give the details of the phone number and address and business hours of your local FCM office. If you'd like to know who you're dealing with, you'll also have the names of all of the consultants that take care of the ICANN constituent travel. If you happen to be stuck after hours and you need the contact details, you can simply hit the drop-down menu there for after hours assistance. Technical support details are also included on this page. Something to take note of, if you do happen to be traveling to a country of higher risk, there are travel alerts that feed through on the homepage of our travel portal. And I'm just going to quickly click on a travel alert for an example. So if you wanted to get more details, you just click on the alert and it will give you the details of the alert, how high the security risk is. It'll give you updated information, background, and if there's official instructions of what action to take, it will also be noted here. So that's just a useful travel tool if you happen to be traveling to a country of high risk. Now, the next tab that I want to focus on is the profile tab. So once you click on the profile tab, this is where you'll be able to enter all of your personal information. So you've got the basic employee information. So it's just your name, date of birth, all of that sort of stuff. So it's very important that we get your name as per passport so we don't have any complications at the airport. Preferences. Now, this is to help make the travel experience better for you. So if you prefer an aisle or a window, you can select what you'd prefer there. Let's just click aisle and click save, and that will actually put a note in the booking, and your booking will then keep searching for an aisle seat until one becomes available. So you can put where you'd prefer to sit on the plane, what your meal preferences are, and as far as car rental or hotel preferences go, they're all there, but you'll mostly be focused on the flight preference information. Cock- contact info. If you would like someone else to receive your travel itinerary and your invoice, you can actually just add a new email address, and that could be your boss, your spouse, whoever you'd like to receive that, but that will make sure the documentation goes to you and whoever you note in this section here. Very important if you can just keep your phone numbers and emergency contacts up to date as well. Membership numbers. Anyone who's a frequent traveler will make sure that they remember their frequent flyer details, because that's, I guess, one of the benefits of traveling a lot. So this is the place to enter that data here. If you can just put your membership number and basically what your status is and the expiry date, that way the number will be pulled into the booking. So when you make a booking with us, the number's in the booking automatically and you get your points. Passport and visa is a very, very important tab, because we've noticed with the ICANN constituency travel, there's a lot of travel all over the world, which is a very exciting program for us to manage. But it just means that we need to be on top of the visas required to travel through specific countries in relation to what nationality you are as well. So please just take note to add all of your passport information, make sure it's up to date, as well as your visa information, because that's very important information for our travel agents when they're making your booking. The next thing I wanted to focus on is just back to the homepage. If you have a travel request, as I said before, you're more than welcome to call the agent team or email the office. There's a link to email the office here. And another way to book as well is to use the travel request form. So the travel request form is on the homepage, down the bottom here, and you can just click here to create a new travel request. And from there, you can just enter the traveler name, all the travel details here, and this will send an automated message through to your local booking office, and you can put any comments you like, and that is a very easy way to put your initial travel request through. And that's about it. I didn't want to go into too much detail about every single section of the portal, because it is a pretty straightforward system. I just wanted to make sure that everyone was comfortable with the functionality on the homepage, and make sure that everyone understands the necessity to fill out their travel profile information, especially passports and visas. Now, Joseph and Tristana, I'm going to hand the screen back to you to continue with the presentation.
Great, thank you. So thank you for doing the demo of our online portal. So for everyone, this presentation will be translated and posted on the community wiki for you to view later. I'm going to click through the next set of slides, because Scott just reviewed the items in these slides, as well as when you do get your welcome email that allows you to start booking travel, it will give you these instructions as to how to access the portal, and will provide you the portal link that you will need for the portal that is closest to your geographic location. So I'm going to click through these slides. So please bear with me. And we're going to discuss our next steps. So you will receive an email with a registration link to the FCM travel portal, so the one that you will be aligned to. So please register if you have not done so already. Please update your profile to ensure that all of your travel information is uploaded into the portal, and all your preferences and details and passport information are there. Training materials, so these materials, this presentation, will be posted on the Community Wiki travel support section after this meeting. But please give us a little bit of time to make sure everything is posted and transcribed for you. So today, we reviewed with you our new ICANN's new travel provider, FCM Travel Solutions. We reviewed the FCM travel program details. We reviewed your FCM regional office details, and you'll get more specific details when you receive your welcome email with your link to your portal and your hub that will be servicing you. We reviewed your travel program. We reviewed the online demo of the travel portal, so now you know what it's going to look like when you do register. And we are discussing our next steps. And as we said earlier in the beginning of our meeting, we would like you to send us questions that you may have regarding today's webinar. What we're going to do is consolidate all questions and provide a comprehensive document for you of a frequently asked questions that we're going to publish on the Community Wiki travel section after this meeting. So if you have questions, please email them to us at constituency-travel@icann.org. Or send them through the Jabber of the chat. And we will make sure that we capture your questions and answer them for you. So this is just a reminder that we are going to compile this document for you. It will be very thorough and will answer all your questions regarding travel and our new travel provider, FCM Travel Solutions. And again, we're going to post it on the Community Wiki travel section. So we thank you for your time today, and we really appreciate that you spent time with us to discuss our exciting news, and we look forward to working with you and traveling with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. This concludes our meeting.